Well, Davos is completely illegitimate as the committee to run the world. Nobody has elected these people, but they have named themselves the people to run the world. I don't blame individuals. I think that the system is organized so that Davos never identifies the root causes of anything. They tend to recognize the problems.
Do you feel that as it stands then, the World Economic Forum is actually doing more harm than good to the world?
I compare the World Economic Forum to something like an 18th century salon. You went there because you were going to meet so-and-so, and there would be the famous poet, and there would be the politician, and those are sociological groups, which are one way of reinforcing common power, and that's one of the purposes that Davos serves. It is a mechanism, one among many, but a very powerful one, for reinforcing the class power of those people and their legitimacy.
And Mrs. George, what about the other Davos, as it is called, the mirror event that seeks to show another way to solve the world's problems? Do you see something positive in it? Do you see indeed an alternative model?
Well, we started the World Social Forum as a counterpoint to Davos, but now the World Social Forum has taken on a life of its own, and we do not refer to Davos at all because we've evolved our own set of solutions, which, of course, we have a great deal of difficulty in pushing because we are not as prominent or as powerful or by any means as rich as the Davos people.
And if you had to pick one change that you could force out of Davos, which one would it be?
It would certainly be to get the financial system under control, and one means to do that is to tax every single financial transaction in the world at a very low rate, to lower speculation and to create a very large pot of money. We calculate $600 billion a year dollars to invest massively in green technology, make that technology available to people in the South to reach the Millennium Development Goals, and in a general way to solve the world's problems.